I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Vietnam's been praised for its strides towards religious freedom. In fact, there were hints that the country could be taken off the U.S. list involving countries of particular concern. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says Vietnam dropped from 3rd to 7th on the World Watch list this year. That's encouraging, but he urges prayer.
There's hope because it seems that things are opening up and that there's more openness to the gospel. But at the same time, there are still people being arrested, especially, like I said, in the countryside. So we need to temper our optimism by the reality of what is taking place there.
Meanwhile, the unstable economic situation in Nigeria has provoked fighting over crude oil. This is in addition to years of tribal infighting among the country's more than 400 ethnic groups. Working to build peace and unity in that conflict-ridden country, John Orker is the country consultant for the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee.
We need the Spirit of the Lord to move in our churches, because sometimes because of tensions and because of hardship, the church is not what it should be.
Even in spite of the troubles in Nigeria, Orker says God is working and the church is growing rapidly, but prayer is needed. And Christian Resources International recently got an unusual donation. They got a set of 30 choir robes, an unusual gift, to say the least. At the same time, CRI also got wind of a church in Ethiopia in need of new choir dressing. A church located about 100 kilometers from Addis Ababa has 2,000 members and four choirs, one of whom now serves in worship wearing crisp robes. CRI is a community of Christians sharing their resources in order to support the gospel everywhere. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that'll help you understand the Middle East a little better. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Bliss.